Democrats beg Biden, bring unjustly deported illegal aliens back to U.S. by John Binder on June 20, 2023. House and Senate Democrats are begging President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to more easily allow unjustly deported illegal aliens back into the United States. In a letter, obtained by The Hill, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and Reps. Emmanuel Cleaver, DMO, Adriano Espaillat, DNY, and David Tron, DMD, urge Biden's DHS to establish a streamlined process whereby illegal aliens who have already been deported from the U.S. can more easily appeal their cases with the hopes of returning. Establishing a centralized unit to review requests to return to the U.S. from people who have been wrongfully or unjustly deported is wholly within DHS's broad legal authority and would bring fairness and credibility to the U.S. immigration system, they write. Bringing home unjustly deported fathers, mothers, community leaders, and workers is also a critical step toward shifting the current U.S. immigration system towards a system that supports family and community unity. Emphasis added. The Democrats' request comes as Biden has drastically cut deportations. As Breitbart News reported, in the first 9 months of the Biden administration, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents deported only 16,351 illegal aliens who were arrested by local police departments, a 71% drop compared to the nearly 56,000 illegal aliens deported during the same period in 2019. Already, Americans are footing the bill to help illegal aliens evade deportation. An investigation from the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, found that taxpayers across about 50 towns and cities are laying out roughly $66,145,000 for lawyers to try and keep illegal aliens, foreign criminals, and other immigration violators in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.